You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. Sacramento Mayor Daryl Steinberg is closing out his second term in office, and he's not seeking re-election. That means next year, voters will choose a new leader to hold the top elected office in city government. So far, four people have announced campaigns for mayor. Epidemiologist Flo Cofer, former city council member Steve Hansen, state assembly member Kevin McCarty, and former state lawmaker Dr. Richard Pan. CAP Radio Sacramento government reporter Kristen Lamb interviewed the four current candidates on issues ranging from homelessness to music and the city government structure. That in-depth report is on our homepage right now at capradio.org. You can also find Kristen's reporting on our Insight page. Although all four candidates really have deep ties to Sacramento, they may be unfamiliar names to some. So Kristen is joining us with more on who these candidates are and how their life experiences and career choices will shape how they'll lead. Hey, Kristen.
Good morning, Vicky.
So you have a very in-depth article on the top four candidates running for Sacramento mayor that just published on our homepage this morning. Big picture, how did you approach interviewing each candidate?
I asked all of them the same set of 15 questions so people could compare their responses on issues ranging from homelessness to the local music economy. I also had another 5 questions personal to each of them. And with CAP Radio's visual journalist, Andrew Nixon, I met all of them in person for the interviews in late September.
All right, so a few weeks ago. Well, let's get to know each candidate. I'm going to go in alphabetical order by last name. So first up is Flo Cofer. Tell us about her background.
Cofer is an epidemiologist and a progressive organizer. She lives in Talic Village. She currently works as the senior director of policy for the nonprofit Public Health Advocates. And here she is explaining how her career in public health would influence how she would serve as mayor.
I mean, I think one of the things as an epidemiologist is that we're able to hold space for what's happening to an individual and also the patterns we're seeing in the broader community. And I think bringing that lens to the mayor's office is going to be important because ultimately what cities and counties are doing is public health. We are making decisions that impact people's well-being. And so it's important to think about that as we're making these decisions.
And Cofer is the only candidate of the four who hasn't held elected office before. What led her to run for mayor?
Her experiences on several Sacramento commissions informed her decision to run. She was chair of the Measure U Community Advisory Committee from 2019 through 2022. She made recommendations on how the city should spend that sales tax, but she says the city has disregarded ideas she gave while on volunteer commissions. I asked her why voters should consider her for mayor when she hasn't held elected office before. Here's how she responded.
It's so interesting to me because everybody has to run for the first time, right? I have been in this city. I've lived here for almost 20 years. I have been on the Active Transportation Commission. I was the mayor's appointee to the Climate Commission. I chaired the Measure U Committee for 4 terms. I know this city really well. I have formed relationships. I have served this city as a public health professional. And so I think those are the people that you want ultimately to be involved in your city because you're bringing a perspective on living here and what it means, and you are having the same experiences as the other people that you're governing with.
She's also among a majority of candidates who would mark a first if they are elected mayor. Cofer would be the city's first female Black mayor, and I believe she's the youngest of all four candidates. How will that shape how she'll lead?
Yes, she's the youngest candidate at 40 years old. Since the city was founded, only 3 Black women have ever served on the city council. She mentioned that fact before I asked her about how her race and gender would influence how she would lead. Here's how she put it.
Yeah, I mean, that's part of my identity. I'm also, like I said, I identify as a dreamer, right? And so I'm a person who really believes that I take a lot of inspiration from the people before me who faced really, really challenging odds. And everybody said, you can't do this, or that's just not the way things are done. And they pushed up against it anyway. It couldn't have been easy to be an abolitionist. It couldn't have been easy to be a suffragette. It couldn't have been easy to be part of the civil rights movement. It couldn't have been easy to be pushing up against don't ask, don't tell and saying marriage equality is the goal. possible. None of those things were easy, and they all seemed like far-off dreams, and we have a lot of work to do in this city. And certainly, being a Black woman, the demographic that is most overburdened by housing, that looms large for me from a personal perspective. I know people who are struggling with you know, being unhoused, and who are on the brink of being unhoused if there's an accident or if a bill comes through that they weren't expecting, etc. So that is personal to me. I see myself reflected in that demographic, but I also am bringing to this lens a real, you know, courage of spirit to be able to say we can do better, and I'm willing to fight for that.
Okay, so that is candidate Flo Cofer for Sacramento mayor. We're moving on to the second candidate, and that is a former city council member, Steve Hansen. He lost re-election to now council member Katie Valenzuela back in 2020. What's attracting him to the mayoral race?
Yeah, Hansen served as a council member from 2012 to December 2020 and represented areas including Land Park and Southland Park. He used to live in Alcali Flat and recently moved to South Natomas. Hansen works as a consultant for Lighthouse Public Affairs. He's 44 years old and talked a lot about his family, particularly his two sons, as reasons why he's running for mayor. Here's his explanation.
I was a poor kid who was on public assistance, and when I won in 2012, it was kind of against all odds. I was young, gay, nobody really knew who I was, and I was there for a transformational purpose because all my friends were leaving, and I wanted the city to be about the creative economy and focus on climate and infill, and I got to do a lot of that work. I'm running because I love the city, and the city is falling apart. A lot of the things I worked on are falling apart. I never thought I would run again, but when I look at what's going on, and as a dad raising two boys, I want them to have a great city to live in, and that's why I'm fighting to rebuild Sacramento and lead it into its next great chapter.
All right, so Hansen was first elected to the city council back in 2012, but it's been about 3 years since he was part of the city council. How has city leadership, in his view, how has it changed?
He was pretty concise in our interview, so let's hear directly from him.
I think the city has changed in some ways where, from the outside, it looks like people spend a lot of time fighting and arguing, but not necessarily valuing making progress on behalf of the city at large. Pettiness can be a fool's gold, and I think to the public, they want to see the council working together, even if people don't always agree, even if they don't like each other, because their job is to serve the public. We want the city organization to be overseen effectively by that mayor and council, so your garbage gets picked up. If a stop sign is needed, it's put in. That our streets are safe, you can walk your kids to school, and that you can live a good life here in our beautiful city. And that's what most people are worried about, is where are we going? Who's going to lead us there? And what kind of city will we have if we don't make a change?
And when Hansen was first elected to the city council, he was the first openly gay city council member in Sacramento. And if he's elected, he would become the first openly gay mayor of Sacramento. How do those life experiences shape how he would lead the city?
Mm-hmm. Like growing up poor and experiencing homelessness in the past, Hansen said being gay influences why he's a Democrat, but he says he works with everyone. He said he would bring awareness of different life experiences if elected as the city's first openly gay mayor.
I think it doesn't really affect the day-to-day job, other than I'm very mindful of people who've been marginalized and left out and how we give them a voice and how we bring them in. Stop signs aren't gay or straight. Potholes aren't gay or straight. We've got to do the job of tending to the city like a garden, and it's a morning, noon, and night job. And I love this city, and I'm going to fight for it. But I think being different gives me an awareness of other people's experiences and how to help enhance our city through that process.
Okay, so we just heard from candidate Steve Hansen, previously candidate Flo Cofer. Now we are on to the next candidate, and that is State Assembly member Kevin McCarty, who prior to the legislature was also a Sacramento City Council member. So why does he want to go back to a more local position from state office?
Yeah, Assemblymember McCarthy started on the council from, or served on the council from 2004 to 2014 and represented an area including Tahoe Park and Little Saigon. When he won his state assembly race in 2014, he left in the middle of a third term representing District 6. He still lives in the Elmhurst neighborhood. I asked him that question, why return to city government when you haven't hit the 12-year limit in the state legislature? Here's how he responded.
Sacramento's my city. It's where I grew up. You know, I've lived here my entire life. My kids are you know, growing up and raising my kids in this community, the heart of Sacramento. And Sacramento's given a lot to me and my family. You know, I believe in public service. That was my calling. When I had a second chance in life as a young kid, I flunked out of high school, went to adult school, and fell in love with the idea of serving my community. I've been doing that for decades, and I see that Sacramento needs someone to take the realm, their hand at the wheel, to help tackle our problems and address our issues. And I'm, you know, looking to bring all my experience as a neighborhood leader, as a city housing and redevelopment commissioner, as a council member, as a legislator, to bring about that experience to focus on solutions for Sacramento's problems.
So going on that last part that Assemblymember McCarthy just said, he has a long tenure in elected office. Does he see that as an advantage at a time when establishment politicians, you know, can receive more skepticism?
He does see all those years in public office as an advantage. He's been an elected official for the past 19 years or so. Since he won his state assembly seat in 2014, he's won re-election every 2 years. Here's his take on holding office for so long.
What does that mean? I think that the people of Sacramento really appreciate experience. I think, you know, what I have to offer to the city of Sacramento and why I'm giving up my final few years in the legislature to go back to City Hall is to make a difference and to bring about results.
Okay, so outside of a career in elected office, what did you learn about his life experiences and how it shapes his approach and his political mindset?
He's lived in Sacramento practically his whole life, 49 of his 51 years, and he's the son of an African-American father and an English mother. Here's how he explains his roots.
Sacramento helped raise me, and I know what it's like being in a family that's moved a lot. In my first 14 years, we lived in 9 different locations. I know that governments make a difference. You know, after school programs kept my brother and I out of trouble. And so I know that these programs that the city runs make a difference in people's lives and, you know, helping youth become successful, but also, frankly, helping parents who need something to do with their kids after school and have to be gainfully employed. You know, coming from a biracial family, understand that, you know, government doesn't always treat people equally. And so, you know, that certainly shapes my values and my vision and my governing. And then just from my professional experience, I think what I'll bring is I know what it takes to make the city run.
And that is Assemblymember Kevin McCarthy, who is running for Sacramento mayor. Previously, we heard from the other two candidates, Steve Hansen and Flo Kofer. So that brings me to the final fourth candidate, and that's Dr. Richard Pan. He also is a former state lawmaker. He spent more than a decade between the state assembly and the state senate. So why is he running for mayor?
Pan reached his term limit in the state legislature after serving from 2010 to 2022. He's 57 years old and lives in Natomas. Since leaving office, he's been juggling a lot of different jobs. He's been working with the American Medical Association on national medical education policy and AAPI data on issues affecting Asian American and Pacific Islander communities. He's also on an advisory committee for the U.S. Census and on a state healthcare affordability board. The list goes on. But here's why he's running for mayor in his words.
I'm running for city government because it's actually hard. People expect results. And so I'm running because I see there's a problem in our community. I came to Sacramento as a doctor to try to improve health in the community. And I was able to do that in many different ways without having to serve in public office. But when the Great Recession hit, I saw that the only way we're going to reopen the clinics, which had to shut down because we couldn't pass a budget on time, was to serve in public office. And that's why I ran, because I saw those challenges. After I finished in the legislature, I thought, okay, well, you know, there's a lot of different opportunities to do things as a private citizen. But yet when I was walking down the streets, I saw that people were struggling. I was hearing from people and they urged me to run. And so I decided to run for mayor to work to solve problems.
Since he termed out, does he still practice as a pediatrician?
Yeah, he has a full license and is board certified. When I interviewed him on a Friday afternoon, he said that he had spent the morning in a clinic. Pan said he continued seeing patients while he was in the legislature, too. Here's how he connects working as a doctor to potentially serving as mayor.
So my experience as a doctor, I know what it's like to have to work with individuals who are struggling. So taking that analytical approach, gathering the data and the facts necessary, and then saying, what do we need to do to solve the problems? It's about being sure we problem solve. And that's the background that I'm going to bring to the city council and to the mayor of Sacramento.
Dr. Pan would also become the first Asian American elected as mayor. Does that mean something to him?
It does. He noted how in 2010, he was the first Asian American to represent Sacramento in the state legislature. Pan also gave credit to Jimmy Yee, who briefly served as interim mayor after the death of Mayor Joe Serna in 1999. But like you said, if Pan wins, he would be the first Asian American elected as Sacramento's mayor. Here's his reflection.
Sacramento was the start of the Transcontinental Railroad over 150 years ago, mainly built with Chinese labor. It says something about our community that it's taking more than 150 years for that to happen, given all the contributions our community has made. But I think it also sends a signal to not just Asian Americans. When President Obama was elected President of the United States, it meant a lot to me personally. He's African American. He's the first person of color ever elected president, and certainly a source of pride for our Black community, but also a source of pride for me as an Asian American, because it showed me that there was actually an opportunity for someone like myself to achieve elected office.
And that is Dr. Richard Pan, who is running for Sacramento mayoral race. And we heard from all four candidates: State Assembly Member Kevin McCarty, epidemiologist Flo Kofer, as well as Steve Hansen, who is a former city council member for the city of Sacramento. You're listening to Insight here on Cap Radio. And if you're just joining us, I'm talking with Cap Radio Sacramento government reporter Kristen Lamb, who interviewed the four current candidates for Sacramento mayor. So running for mayor, Kristen, is a nonpartisan position, but all four identify as Democrats. Where are their biggest differences?
You see some big differences in their stances on sweeps of homeless encampments. Their responses and tones are interesting. I recommend reading that specific question and answer in the web story. Their thoughts on the Sacramento Police Department's military equipment use policy also vary more compared to other issues. I think you can clearly guess who got the Sacramento Police Officer Union endorsement, who has written an op-ed opposing buying an armored vehicle, and who's more middle of the road.
Where do they agree the most?
They all say homelessness would be one of their top three priorities. Only Richard Pan didn't say homelessness is the number one biggest issue in the city. He said public safety is the biggest issue, and it's related to homelessness. And all of them say they would not propose a strong mayor measure. They noted voters rejected proposals by Mayor Daryl Steinberg and former Mayor Kevin Johnson to give the position more power. In a strong mayor system, the mayor has more executive power, creates the budget, stuff like that. The city currently has what's considered a weak, or other people might say more of a collaborative mayor system, where the mayor votes with the rest of the city council members.
Yeah, essentially he's a vote on the city council, he or she. What stands out to you about interviewing each of them at the end of this, taking a look back?
I didn't share the questions with candidates beforehand, so based on their responses, Kofer and Hansen seem to be more familiar or knowledgeable than McCarty and Pan about less talked about city issues, like topics that haven't gotten as much coverage as, say, the lawsuit from District Attorney Tin Ho. You can see how their responses differ from McCarty and Pan for questions about the Sacramento Forward proposal and the city's SCORE initiative. The first is related to housing, and the second deals with racial equity.
When it comes to the mayor, Daryl Steinberg, has he endorsed anyone?
No, he hasn't. I didn't ask the candidates if they want his endorsement, but it's worth noting that Flo Kofer is ideologically to the left of Steinberg. The other three are more politically similar to him.
And you mentioned, and we led with this, these are the current four candidates. So can more people throw their names in the hat?
Technically, yes. The deadline to file paperwork to run for mayor is December 8th, but running for mayor in Sacramento is pretty expensive. Announcing earlier helps with fundraising and campaign planning. And just for some perspective, these four candidates announced their campaigns between this April and June.
Yeah, so that's like 9 to 12 months before the primary, because our primary is in March, and that's just around the corner. So what's next? Are there going to be debates?
I haven't seen any public debates or mayoral candidate forms just yet. The March 5th primary is about 5 months away, but it's important to note that the race can be decided in March. If one candidate wins just over 50% of the vote, there won't be a runoff election in November 2024. And it's worth noting that there hasn't been a runoff election for Sacramento mayor since November 2008. And you can read and compare how candidates responded to questions on a variety of issues at capradio.org.
So that makes the March primary very, very important to city voters in Sacramento. Finally, Kristen, it's also important to note that three of the candidates, Steve Hansen, Assemblymember McCarty, and Dr. Pan, they do have past connections to Cap Radio. So if you can just lay that out for us.
Steve Hansen joined Cap Radio's board of directors in 2021. He resigned from the board in May before announcing his campaign for mayor. Board members can't run for public office. That's one of the rules. Kevin McCarty placed $2 million in last year's state budget to help pay for construction of Cap Radio's new downtown studios. And Richard Pan did something similar in 2021 when he was a state senator. He steered $1 million of state funding to help pay for the downtown buildings.
Kristen, thanks for the work.
Thanks for having me.
That is Cap Radio Sacramento government reporter Kristen Lamb, who interviewed the four current candidates for Sacramento mayor. You can read their responses on issues ranging from homelessness to music and the city government structure on our homepage at capradio.org. You can also find Kristen's reporting on our Insight page. You're listening to Insight here on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicki Gonzalez. We're back in just a moment.